AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. An American, that's how Hillary Clinton described Donald Trump tonight during her eighth debate with Bernie Sanders in Miami. Clinton said Trump traffics in prejudice and paranoia. Sanders said voters will never elect someone like Donald Trump. The billionaire businessman told supporters tonight in Fayetteville, North Carolina, he will make the country work better domestically and internationally.
We're going to win, win, win. We're going to win with our military. We're going to win with trade. We're going to win with everything. We're going to win so much that you're going to say, Mr. President, we're winning too much.
At one point in the debate, Hillary Clinton tried to turn Trump's campaign slogan on its head when she said, quote, "You don't make America great again by getting rid of everything that made America great." Former Republican presidential hopeful Carly Fiorina is endorsing Texas Senator Ted Cruz for president. Speaking at a rally in Miami today, Fiorina called Cruz a leader and reformer willing to take on the status quo in Washington. She referred to GOP frontrunner Donald Trump and Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton as, quote, the system. A federal appeals court will hold a new hearing on whether a Texas voter ID law has a discriminatory effect on minorities. A three-judge panel ruled in August that it does. A substantial storm system is dumping copious amounts of rain over parts of the South tonight. The system is drenching much of northern Louisiana, southeast Texas, and the Ozark and Ouachita Mountains of Arkansas. Several people have died when their cars and vehicles have been flooded. This is AP Radio News. Musicians, politicians, and just plain everyday people are paying tribute to the 90-year-old man who turned four scruffy lads from Liverpool into the Beatles.
Paul McCartney thinks Beatles producer George Martin was like a second father to me. If anyone earned the title of the fifth Beatle, it was George. McCartney credits the producer with strokes of musical genius, including the string arrangement on Yesterday, one of the band's most enduring songs. And Beatles drummer Ringo Starr has tweeted, "God bless George Martin." Rock producer Mark Ronson puts it simply, "Thank you, Sir George Martin. The greatest British record producer of all time." Charles Tulledesma, London.
Everyday Americans filed past Nancy Reagan's casket today as she lie in repose in the lobby of her husband's presidential library in California. Public viewing resumes tomorrow. Burial will come on Friday. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.